The gold standard in morning drive time. In today's backstory, we ask our current morning man, Wayne Cabot, to reflect on the team he grew up admiring.
You're listening to News Radio 88.
All of us are pale imitators, in my opinion.
Good morning, I'm Lou Adler.
Good morning, I'm Jim Donnelly.
Of the two people who really set the standard, not just for this radio station, but for all news stations everywhere.
Among the stories we're watching,
Lou Adler was commanding. He had a voice that would cut through, a voice described as silver.
Some New York City cops have a beef this morning, Jim, about one of
aside from being the morning anchor, was also the boss. He was the news director.
Art Athens is at the talks, and we'll be hearing from him.
He was commanding, and you'd follow him into battle. Jim Donnelly,
although by now you must have been somewhere out of the world the past several hours,
was more folksy, and you got the sense with Jim Donnelly that you were hanging around having a beer.
And good morning, Neil Bush, trick-or-treating in the traffic watch helicopter. Put down your candy bars.
Together, you put those two forces together, and they were untouchable.
Another letter from one of your anonymous cohorts, Mr. Adler.
One of mine?
E.S. Blake, and telling me to say February. It was mailed in Brooklyn, but he didn't put his return address on.
Mr. Blake, you are a consummate grammarian.
Donnelly and Adler were together for a decade in the 70s and early 80s. For more on our 50th anniversary, go to WCBS880.com/50.